Hello, and welcome to your meditation practice as part of the Open Heart Project. My name is Susan Piver, and I am really happy that we can sit together in meditation. And we're going to sit for about 10 minutes, and we're going to start soon. And if it's your very first time, no worries, just I'm going to walk us through the whole thing. And as you're getting settled, I want to address briefly, although it's a very big topic, the idea of transformation and how meditation actually helps us to transform ourselves, our lives, whatever we would like to transform. I'm not saying it's like an easy magic solution or anything, but it does have a very powerful transformative quality. And over in the Open Heart Project Sangha, the smaller group within the Open Heart Project, this is our theme of the month, transformation. And I broke it down in that talk that I offered to them, and anyone can join, by the way, you are welcome, welcome, welcome. We talked about four qualities that lead to real change. And the first one is simplicity, and that's what I'm going to focus on today. When we want to change something, and nobody comes to meditation because everything's great. We all are here because we hope for something to change. And great, I hope it will. But usually what we apply in our efforts to change is our copious amounts of aggression. Like, you're not okay the way you are. Here's the five steps you need to do. Why didn't you do it yesterday? You're always going to be this way unless you take serious action right now, and everyone else has got this figured out and you're the only one who hasn't. And you know, these are not really very helpful methods to employ. Conversely, we may take a purely psychological approach, which is very helpful in certain ways, and explore our feelings and our life history and, you know, traumas we've experienced, mistakes we've made, wonderful things that have happened. And this also is very valuable. Very. But the very interesting thing I notice about this is that it also doesn't necessarily lead to change. Very interesting. So what does? If we can't will ourselves to change, and we can't sort of hold our hands so that we will change, I just held my own hand. What else is there? So what else is there is the practice of mindfulness awareness. So genuine change is launched through simply bringing awareness to your situation, to what you feel, and to when it arises and when it dissipates. Simply placing awareness just on how you feel is enormously transformational. And it is also very simple. If you want to change something about your life or yourself, and I'm sure we all have things, you know, that we want to change, the best advice I can give you is to simply place your awareness on the thing that you wish wasn't there. And when your attention wants to sort of bolt because it's uncomfortable or it's unpleasant, well, just gently bring it back, just like you do with your breath in meditation practice. When your attention strays from your breath, you bring it back. It's the same with the thing you want to change. Just start to shine the light of awareness on it, not aggressively, like you better look at this, and not like, you know, in a coddling kind of way, like, oh, poor you. But more just like, what is it? And this act of placing awareness has tremendous power. And we have all felt this power. When you speak and someone really listens to you, it feels like something magical is happening. You blossom open. They appear to be quite wonderful. You feel close to them. They don't have to say anything. They just open their ears and hear you. And this is the key part in both listening, meditation, and transformation, in all three. So please listen. without agenda. Because we may think, well, someone said I should just place my attention on what I feel bad about, and I'm going to do that because I want it to change. That's very human and normal. But if you take out that last piece, I'm going to do it because I want it to change, and instead simply bring your awareness to it, this is where the magic begins. So listening is much simpler than talking or making a presentation or crafting a response. Placing your attention on your breath as it flows in and out is much simpler than trying to think your way into peace. And placing your attention on what causes you sorrow or frustration is a more expeditious mode of transformation than applying 5 steps to cure that, or, you know, 6 ways to never feel thus and such. The simpler we can be with what we want to change, and there's nothing simpler than simply opening to it, the more readily a process begins. Do not take my word for this, even for 1 second. Instead, I invite you to try it for yourself. And we are learning how to do this as we meditate together. So you'll see in a moment, or you know already, we're going to place our attention on the breath, 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 breath. When it strays, we come back. The same thing with what you feel intensely. Try it for a minute, try it for 2 minutes, try it for 30 seconds, whatever you can bear, just experiment with placing attention on what you dislike or fear, as opposed to trying to manipulate it. And let me know what happens, because I would love to hear. So step one in transformation, simplify. And we're going to practice that right now as we meditate together. So here we go. The essence of simplicity is releasing hope and fear. So as we practice, let go of your hopes for your practice, and while you're at it, for your whole life, just for 10 minutes. And let go of your fears about your practice. Maybe I can't do it, maybe it'll be boring, whatever. Just let go of all that. And while you're at it, let go of your fears about your whole life, just for 10 minutes. We can do that. Absolutely possible. And suddenly, things are simpler. Sit up straight as a gesture of dignity. Let your hands rest on your legs, palms down, simply. You don't have to do any special mudras unless you want, but let's keep it simple otherwise. Let your belly relax. Imagine that your heart opens, relaxes. And just for the next 10 minutes at least, there is nothing whatsoever to be afraid of in this heart opening. And if you start to feel fearful for any reason, tune in to the strength of your back body. It is fierce. It holds you up. It shelters the tender softness of your front body. So you always have something to turn to. The mouth is closed and the chin is tucked a little bit, just so the back of the neck is long. Breath comes in and out through the nose. And the eyes are open And the gaze is cast down to a spot about 6 feet in front or 4 feet in front, whatever is easy for you to gaze at. You may be sitting right in front of a computer. Imagine that you can gaze through that to whatever would be about 4, 5, 6 feet in front. And in a sense, it is simpler to sit with your eyes open because we see the basic, uncomplicated nature of our world. It's actually very quiet and still. When you just look out in this way. And let your attention become absorbed in the simplest thing imaginable, which is your breath. It happens, you don't have to try. It is basic. And always there for you to rest in. So let your attention follow your breath, coming in and flowing out. And then let go of any effort, because none is required, to simply breathe in again, because it will just happen. So just go with it. Your mind will keep thinking things, which is quite good because it's doing its job. You don't have to stop thinking or anything like that. However, if you notice that you become absorbed in thought to the point where you actually have forgotten about your breath, like totally, great. Just let go of that thought without comment. The comment adds a layer of complexity. Bad thought, shouldn't be thinking. Interesting thought, must remember that. Let all of that go too. 100%, 101%. And come back to the simplicity of your own breath. Thank you so much for your practice. I really treasure this chance to sit together. And thank you for practicing together, because we sit together all over the world.